Hachette Audio presents The Darkest Part of the Forest, written by Holly Black, read by Lauren Fortgang. For Sarah Reese Brennan, a great friend and an inspiration. Come now, my child. If we were planning to harm you, do you think we'd be lurking here beside the path in the very darkest part of the forest? Kenneth Patchen. Chapter 1. Down a path worn into the woods, past a stream and a hollowed-out log full of pill bugs and termites, was a glass coffin. It rested right on the ground, and in it slept a boy with horns on his head and ears as pointed as knives. As far as Hazel Evans knew, from what her parents said to her and from what their parents said to them, he'd always been there. And no matter what anyone did, he never, ever woke up. He didn't wake up during the long summers, when Hazel and her brother Ben stretched out on the full length of the coffin, staring down through the crystalline panes, fogging them up with their breath, and scheming glorious schemes. He didn't wake up when tourists came to gape, or debunkers came to swear he wasn't real. He didn't wake up on autumn weekends when girls danced right on top of him, gyrating to the tinny sounds coming from nearby iPod speakers. Didn't notice when Leonie Wallace lifted her beer high over her head as if she were saluting the whole haunted forest. He didn't so much as stir when Ben's best friend, Jack Gordon, wrote, "In case of emergency, break glass," in Sharpie along one side. Or when Lloyd Lindblad took a sledgehammer and actually tried. No matter how many parties had been held around the horned boy, generations of parties, so that the grass sparkled with decades of broken bottles in green and amber, so that the bushes shone with crushed aluminum cans in silver and gold and rust, and no matter what happened at those parties, nothing could wake the boy inside the glass coffin. When they were little, Ben and Hazel made him flower crowns and told him stories about how they would rescue him. Back then, they were going to save everyone who needed saving in Fairfold. Once Hazel got older, though, she mostly visited the coffin only at night, in crowds. But she still felt something tighten in her chest when she looked down at the boy's strange and beautiful face. She hadn't saved him, and she hadn't saved Fairfold either. "Hey, Hazel," Leonie called, dancing to one side to make room in case Hazel wanted to join her atop the horned boy's casket. Doris Alvaro was already up there, still in her cheer.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?